goddamn face. Chris Crotwell!
Sometimes it just falls on its goddamn face. Says a lot about how I felt this month. I've never had any plans. And when I sat down to think about having a story for this month, I was like, oh yeah, all the times the hilarious things have fallen apart, and I realized that I didn't have any plans. I didn't have any plans to talk about. And lately I've sort of been beating myself up about this, feeling aimless, feeling lazy, feeling unproductive or unsuccessful, and just shitty in general, because I've never had any plans. And I went to school, I made A's, because it was easy. I went to college because that's what you do. That wasn't my plan, that's the plan. That's the plan, right? Marriage wasn't a plan. Marriage is what happened to me when a failing relationship between two people who were terrified of losing the status quo made a horrible decision. Subsequently, divorce was also a thing that just happened. My move to Chicago was slapdash and irresponsible. I shoved everything I could fit in a Ford Focus, and I drove up here with no prospects and no job to start paying rent in an apartment with two of my best friends, and I had no idea how I was going to do it. And I've started to let myself feel sort of bad about some of that. Maybe I need to think harder. Maybe I need to have a plan, but fuck, that requires all that planning shit, which I just always hated. In the last couple days, I wanted to think about it a little bit and get back to my roots. And I don't think that never having a plan is so bad. In the sixth grade, my English teacher asked us to give a presentation on any book that we'd read. And I'd recently decided I was Taoist. Due to this, The Tao of Pooh by Benjamin Hoff. One of my favorite books ever written and something that I read every year. And I don't know how much any of you know about Taoism, but read as a sixth grader, and as a even as a permanently adolescent adult, which is where I find myself right now, it's sort of like a user's guide to being happy about being aimless. It's about meandering with purpose, right? I started to think that me never having plans was a way to lower a bar that I was uncomfortable with. A way to reset expectations so that I didn't have to feel bad about what I was starting to perceive as a lack of success. But I don't think it's that. These are about meandering with purpose. This is one of my copies of the Tao Te Ching. One of my four copies. Translations, everything. It's very, very important. And as a sixth grader, I would like you to have a tiny idea of what I was filling my head with and what helped make me the person that I am and bring me to this place. 30 spokes converge upon a single hub. It is in the hole in the center that the use of the cart hinges. We make a vessel from a lump of clay. It is the empty space within the vessel that makes it useful. We make doors and windows for a room, but it is these empty spaces that make the rooms livable. Thus, while the tangible has advantages, it is the intangible that makes it useful. I know, right? I was a sixth grader, and I really let this permeate me. When I got to college, I decided to get a philosophy and religious studies degree, because that's the humanities or the sanctuary of the aimless man without a plan. And then when I finished college, I realized that those were completely useless, and I became a librarian. Not because that had been a plan, because I decided I was too lazy for law school and I really loved books. And so here I find myself, in not the best place all the time, but I've realized that it's not a problem. I don't like planning, it doesn't suit me. I like wandering. I walk out of the city, I don't like having somewhere to go. I walk without direction. I don't like direction. I don't want control. I've never wanted control. I want to give up control. And instead of doing that effectively and living in the present and trying to be that mouse, I let myself get distracted with drinking, because that's a great way to lose control and a great way to feel better about yourself. Though occasionally, sometimes a great way to feel worse. And relationships. Because everybody knows those are the best distraction from the big problems. And none of that made me feel any better because I was doing it wrong. I'm not aimless, I'm not shiftless. I'm not lazy. Being a leaf in the wind is not a problem for me. I like it. I don't want a plan, and I don't think it's a problem that I don't have one. And I refuse to let my success be judged on whether or not I've achieved a bulleted list. Because that's not made me feel good, ever. And it's not something that I've ever wanted to do. It just doesn't suit me. And that's not a good or a bad thing. It's just a thing that's true about me. And being me is fine. And living the way that I want to live is going to cause me problems. It's going to make some people think certain things. And it's going to put me in odd spots. And it's going to make it hard to thrive sometimes. But I'm going to do it on my own terms. I wander with purpose. Meandering is what I am. I don't want control. I don't want direction. 4 months ago, I started a relationship with someone and subsequently fell, like, terribly in love, who I knew was moving 300 miles away in 4 months. And that is not something that a sane man with a plan does. That is a reckless and irresponsible thing to do. For my heart, for theirs. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't change my marriage. I wouldn't change ending up in Chicago. It's put me in this room with all these beautiful people who I love dearly. It's given me a space to thrive and think and grow. And none of this would have happened if I had a plan. None of you lovely people who I care so much about would be in my life if I'd been the sort of person who made a bulleted list, got a chemistry degree, got married, moved to the suburbs. Because I don't know how to do that. And I'm never going to know how to do that. And I refuse to feel bad about it. The five colors blind the eye. The five tones deafen the ear. The five flavors cloy the palate. Racing and hunting madden the mind. Rare goods tempt men to do wrong. Therefore, the sage takes care of the belly, not the eye. He prefers what is within to what is without. I'm a belly dude all the way. I do things that I want to do, not necessarily because I have great reasons to do them, but because it's what I want to do. I like to eat, I like to drink, I like to have sex, and I like to go on stupid adventures with consequences, and that's fine. And it's always going to be fine. Ambition isn't for me. And aspiration is bullshit. And I've never had any space for either of them in my life, and I think that's okay. Because at the end of the day, I can be aimless, and I can have no ambition, and I can meander without direction. And so far, that's made a pretty fucking incredible life for me. And I'm glad every day that I have the one that I have.
Yeah, all I really wanted to say is that I'm 100% in fucking line with this guy. I agree with him 100%. I also view myself as Taoist. However, there is one thing that aspiration has benefited everyone, and that is No Reservations with Anthony Bourdain. That is some fucking that is some fucking aspirational bullshit that everyone can enjoy. A guy who just travels the world eating food and talking about it. You can't get that shit just being a Taoist. I fucking will 100% agree with everything he said, except for that No Reservations is the bomb.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Eric Garneau.
Alex Talavera. First, thank you, Chris. I do want to introduce our last storyteller. I felt like Alex shouldn't do it because he is biased.